بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What we want to discuss tonight is something called al-istiqam, or being upright. Now let's take a look at the hadith that we've all heard plenty of times in our lives. It's a hadith that has been narrated by Imam Muslim, by At-Tirmidhi, by Ibn Majah, by Ahmed, and others in them. And it's a hadith that was narrated on Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi. Some of the people of knowledge say that his kunya was Abu Amr, and some of them say that his kunya was Abi Amr. But either way, the hadith goes, Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. Now سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي radiallahu anhu, he said that he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, he said, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا, he said, say to me a statement in Islam, لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ, that I don't have to ask anyone other than you about. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a beautiful little statement. He said, "Qala, qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now pay attention to this. He said to him, "Say that I believe in Allah and then be upright." Now, when Sufyan asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this advice, this bit of advice, or about this statement, he was basically asking him to teach him a statement that is basically all-encompassing, or something, a statement that in it was made up everything that Iman and Islam was about. Everything was included in there. He was asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because don't forget, he did ask him, he asked him to give him a statement that he doesn't have to ask anybody else about. So he wanted the statement to be clear. He was asking him for a statement in which he can act on and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting on it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to him and he said, the statement that we hear throughout the years over and over again, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, say that I have believed in Allah and then be upright, or then establish yourself on this statement. Now, as we said, the thing that is important, the thing that we want to focus on today is this istiqam. And what exactly istiqam, or being upright, is. Because it's funny that we've heard this statement And we tell people, we use this statement, but a lot of us, we don't see this istiqamah in our own lives. So I think it's time that we sit down and we get an understanding of exactly what this istiqamah is, or what this being upright is, so that we can start applying it in our lives. Now, the first thing we want to talk about here is a statement that some of us have heard before, and a statement that some of us haven't. It's something called Jawami al-Kalam. And this is the speech that the Prophet ﷺ was given. The speech that he came with. And no, I don't mean all of everything that he said, but those little statements that the Prophet ﷺ used to make that had a huge amount of wisdom in them. We look at some of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, a particular hadith, and how the scholars may write a whole book or a couple of volumes on this one particular hadith with all of the benefits that come out of it. Everything that is extracted from this hadith. We find that little phrase or that little hadith is very great in its meaning. And this is one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ was given. Jawami'ul Kalam. For those of you who want to write it down in the Arabic language, it's Jim, Waw, Alif, Mim, Ain. And Al Kalam is Alif, Lam, Kaf, Lam, Mim. Jawami'ul Kalam. And as we said, this is the small statements that the Prophet ﷺ used to give or used to come with that were enormous in their meaning. And this was from amongst those types of statements. The statement where he said that he replied, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ فُمَسْتَقِمْ. Say that I believed in Allah and then be upright. And why do we say this? Why is it that the scholars say that this is from Al-Jawami ul-Kalam? It is because of the fact that these two statements make up all of what is inside of Islam. When we talk about Iman and Islam, everything dealing with our belief and our actions, everything is tied into these two little statements. قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ is the first statement, say I have believed in Allah. And the second statement, فُمَسْتَقِمْ, and then be upright. So think about what the Prophet ﷺ told Sufyan to do. He told him to reaffirm his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his tongue, and to affirm it with his heart. And then he didn't say just believe it in your heart or just make the statement, but rather he said be upright upon this statement. Put what you just said into action. Now, this is the meat of what it is we wanted to talk about. This is istiqamah. How do you be upright? Because obviously this nasiha or this advice or this command wasn't just for Sufyan, but rather this was a general command to the Muslims. So now that we understand that what's upon us is to say that we believe in Allah and then be upright, it's easy to make the statement. And it's something that a lot of us have in our hearts. But this istiqamah, or being upright, is the problem. Is being upright making the salah and then turning around and backbiting our brothers and sisters? Is being upright being amazed at the sins of the other people and not worrying about the sins that we're committing? Is being upright commanding the good and forbidding the evil when it comes to others? And and leaving this off when it comes to ourselves or even our friends. Oh, I can't believe that Brother Muhammad was doing this, that, and the other. But when I see my man doing it, oh, well, you know, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Why is it that we find it so easy to come down on the others and not our friends? Is this istiqamah? Is this being upright? Is it continuously doing all of these sins that we know that we shouldn't be doing? But we make the salah. But we wear our thobes, but we just continuously go against that which Allah has sent down in His book or has sent down on the tongue of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. No. Al-istiqamah means that we establish that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with. Whether it is in His book or through the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. It doesn't mean that we be obedient when we feel like it and we be disobedient when we feel like being disobedient or leaving off that which was legislated. It means that we work in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience and we leave off all of these mukhalafat or these things that go against the legislation. Or we leave off all of this ma'asi or this disobedience. Because these things are the opposite of what istiqamah is. Istiqamah is not something that is established with being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to be worrying about. Our own istiqamah. Not to say everyone else's istiqamah isn't as important, but we're going to be asked about our own. We're not going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses to be able to stand in front of Him and say, but so and so did this, and Falan did this, and Falan was doing or was upon this. No, that which we will be judged upon is that which we were upon. Was it obedience and istiqamah, or was it disobedience and mukhalafat? Now, it's easy to say, okay, well, istiqamah is what we're supposed to be on, so this is what it is. From here on out, I'm going to be mustaqim, or I'm going to be somebody that is upon istiqamah. This isn't an easy task. This isn't something that is easy to establish. This is something that we have to work on. This is why you see over and over and over again in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the people to be upon istiqamah. And He has praised the people that were upon istiqamah and talked about the good reward for the people who are upon istiqamah. Because this is something that is hard. It's something that is difficult for the people. Just like in Surah Al-Fusilat, Ayah 30. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. He says, verily those who say, verily Allah is our Lord, and then they are upright. Then they establish this in themselves. This believing that Allah is their Lord and the establishment of Allah's obedience. And when we look at the books of tafsir or explanation of the ayat of the Quran, we see that the mufassirin or the people who make tafsir, they say that this is referring to those people who have believed that Allah is their Lord and made the worship solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And then they were upright and established this in themselves and established the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the way up until the angels took their souls. This is what we need to do. We need to turn around and say that we believe that Allah is our Lord. And then we need to try to establish this. It doesn't mean, okay, I'm going to wear my thobe or I'm going to go to the masjid and that's enough. No. We need to try to establish this Islam, all of it, or as much of it as possible in our lives. Because there are a lot of places where we fall short and things we don't need to fall short. Listening to things we don't need to be listening to. Talking about things we don't need to be talking about. Being with people we aren't allowed to be with. Adultery, fornication. These are all things that we don't have to be involving ourselves in. These aren't sins that are necessary for us to constantly be falling into. The backbiting, the slandering, the lying, the stealing. This is not istiqamah. This is not from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was praising these people for. He was praising them for their obedience to Him, not their disobedience. We have been commanded to obey Allah, not to disobey Him. And then Allah made it easy on us. He didn't command us to be constantly in obedience, but He commanded us to try. Take a second and look into your heart. Can you honestly say that you're trying? And if not, and this isn't to blame anyone, because we all fall short. Everyone on the face of this earth, we fall short. But the problem is that we know that we're falling short and we're not trying to find a solution to this problem. Now we know that istiqamah or being upright is something that is hard. We've discussed that. It's hard on us. And it's going to be hard on us. Think about this. So in Surah Al-Hud, verse number 112. In it, it is said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And be upright as you have been commanded. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he said that nothing that came down was harder on the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in all of the Quran from amongst the different ayat than this particular ayat or than this particular verse. Now this is the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And if Ibn Abbas said that nothing was harder upon him from amongst the revelation than this ayah, this command to be upon istiqamah, then how much more us? But does that mean that we should be giving up the way that we do? That we should be giving into our desires the way that we've been giving into our desires? Is us continuing on the path that we've been going on going to gain us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do our actions seem to be from the actions of those people who are trying to gain Allah's pleasure so that Allah will put us into the Jannah, Yawm al-Qiyamah? No, they don't. So the thing is that we need to try to establish some kind of istiqamah or some type of righteousness or being upon this statement that we say that we believe in Allah. We need to establish this in our lives. We need to begin to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it's too late. Before Allah calls us back and all we have on our scales are bad deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who turn to Him in repentance, in sincere repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who feel bad about our evil deeds and never want to go back to them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who establish an istiqamah in our lives, and may Allah accept it from us. Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.